Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Marty. What's going on?
Well, it's interesting. The Aaron Altair era is over.
Yeah, you know, we got it was so rich and expansive, I think we got more than we needed.
I mean, it's so funny. He went 3-0 in his first at-bat, then took three right down the middle, and that was the end of it. But there is a method to their madness, and this is it's a different era of Giants baseball. Bring people in, moving them, maybe trading them, stashing them at Sacramento. This is what it's all about, of trying to build depth. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, we're a long way from the days when, you know, they were always right up around the top of the standings. Maybe they're short an outfielder, and, you know, they'll go out and get Adam Jones, you know, or Lorenzo Cain, or, you know, bring in a tremendous player and just, you know, totally fill out the roster and get even better. That's just not where they are now. That's complete opposite of where they are. So, you know, we'll see a lot of young guys, and some of them won't stick around long, as we learned again today, but you got to live with it.
Yeah, you do. It's a new era. It's a new generation, as they talked about when Farhan was hired in November, and we see it every day here. Andrew Suarez comes up from Sacramento. He'll pitch tomorrow night. Someone brought this up earlier in the show, Bruce, and I hadn't thought about it, really. I don't know what the August and September is going to look like. I don't know who's going to be here. I don't know what trades Farhan is going to be able to engineer. But the people who will be here, I assume Belt will be here, Crawford will be here, Longoria will be here, Posey will be here, Duggar will be here, and a number of the pitchers, maybe not Bumgarner, but the Giants haven't been a spoiler for a long time. They have a shot with that the core guys to make life miserable for some people in the second half.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I was talking to Mike Kruko the other day, and he was amazed at how many of the hitters are having really down years, but that it has to pick up just based on track records, you know, looking at the back of the baseball card. And, yeah, I could definitely see the Giants wrecking a lot of plans. If they do, I'm not sure all those veterans are going to be here in this September, but, you know, we'll see. I'm sure Crawford and Posey aren't going anywhere. I wouldn't be totally sure about Belt, but you know, these guys are tough to let go, and the contracts and everything else. I wouldn't be surprised if an American League team takes a shot at Longoria, remembering the glory days he had over there. But we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. The game last night, Bruce, was an excellent baseball game. I don't know if you got to see it. I know you were taping it and watching the Warriors as well. But Posey, good base running last night. Crawford, a couple of sacrifice fly, got a triple. And then the thing is, Bruce, and I tell you, I watch these games, you give them a lead in the sixth inning. You get Bumgarner to take you sixth and a third, and all of a sudden you turn it over to three or four of these guys. They get the job done. It may not be perfect, but they can close out a game, and they can actually do it.
Yeah, well, Will Smith is just completely lights out right now. I mean, he struck out the side. You know, the great combination of down and away, or, you know, down breaking pitches and the high fastball. He had guys just not seeing him at all, and it's kind of been routine for him lately. It really is a shame they're so down in the standings. It's a long haul to contention. I don't think it's very realistic. And then that's a shame, because if they had a little bit more going on and they could close out games like that, they'd be right in it.
Yeah, they would. And, you know, crazy as it sounds, look, you know, and I love the mosaic. I like the long season, the cattle drive, and all the stuff I always talk about. But truthfully, it's 44 games. There's 118 to go. They're only 4 or 5 behind Arizona for second place in the division. Mm-hmm. And they've shown they could play with Arizona. They could play with Colorado. They handle the Dodgers. They play well with them from time to time. The Padres are still the Padres, with the Giants a little bit of kryptonite. But you know something? They're not that far out of this division and being in second place. I don't think they're going to knock the Dodgers out, but they're not that far out of it. It's crazy, 118 games to go.
No, absolutely. I mean, to me, it all comes down to the rotation, which looks so good at the start. It's a little bit unsettled right now. I mean, you know, Bumgarner was really good last night, and he said as much. He said he felt as good as he felt really ever, which is kind of amazing. You know, the rest of it has been a little bit up and down. they're experimenting, and that could be their downfall, but we'll see where that goes.
Someone asked me the question yesterday, is there a Tony Gwynn or Rod Carew, is there a great hitter in baseball today, the Pete Roses of the world, you know, guys like that. And, of course, you know, the game has changed. And, you know, we talk about Bellinger swinging from his heels. He's got three different uppercut swings. Any hitters come to mind for you? Say, boy, when the game's on the line, I like that guy coming up because he could hit the ball.
There really aren't any Carews or George Bretts around. There's some guys right. who can really handle the bat. I love Robinson Cano's approach. Okay. Daniel Murphy is kind of a Wade Boggs kind of guy. You know, Mike Trout is really just kind of off the charts. He hit a ball almost 500 feet last night, and really, really impressive. You know, Nolan Arenado was a guy who wound up in the bottom of the ninth in desperation time. You know, scanning around the National League. Freddie Freeman, yeah. I think, is one of those guys. But at the level you're talking about, and, you know, then you get to Houston. I mean, I can't recall a better leadoff hitter than since Ricky Henderson than George Springer. I mean, he leads off the game with just a titanic homer or a triple or some such thing. And just up and down the order, that team is completely loaded. And, you know, you got young guys like Francisco Lindor and Correa, and there's so much talent around it. Mookie Betts.
That's a good one.
Yeah, great players. You know, I mean, it's probably unfair to compare him to Tony Gwynn just as a pure hitter.
Right.
Because, you know, the batting average still does count. And when you look at Tony Gwynn or Carew, you're going, oh, my God. And Gwynn's strikeout against, you know, walks, strikeouts against anything is almost hard to believe if you call it up and look at how few times he struck out. So, you know, those guys are the masters. It's a different era now, that, you know, with the launch angle emphasis. It's harder, I think, to find guys like that. But I always think things are cyclical. I always think a guy could come along and take a run at 400, you know, just a pure hitter. I think that could still happen, and I hope it does.
I thought Ichiro had a shot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he was fantastic.
I thought he had a shot, yeah, at 400. Yeah. If that was the one guy. I thought, what, he got 265 hits 1 year.
Who would have thought George Sisler's record was going to fall? I know, that's just astounding. He could run like the wind and place the ball and bunt and everything you need to get a guy to get on base. A great career.
I guess Altuve, maybe.
Yeah,
that'd be it. But, you know, you're right about Springer. I mentioned this earlier in the show. In the month of May, this is only May, what's today, May 19th or 18th? What is today? May 19th?
Whatever it is.
25 hits. 9 walks, 20 runs, 8 homers, and 7 strikeouts.
Yeah,
George Springer.
He's absolutely electric at the top of the order. And then it just gets better from there almost with that team. A lot of these teams might be caught, but I don't think Houston is among them.
No, they've won 10 straight. They're beating Chris Sale today, 3-1. That was one that Wade.
Wow.
You know, Wade Miley, 5 innings, get him out, and turn it over to the bullpen.
Yeah. I'm taping that game today to see how Sale looks, and I've been taping the Astros every day just to watch a team that's really in flow, you know, and. You know, another guy I would like to mention, just a totally different topic, though, but one of the really watchful hitters, Ohtani, is back and really looking good.
How's he doing?
He's hit a couple of bombs. He hit a homer to straightaway center off Berrios in Minnesota that was just went to another county. Unbelievable. The sound that it made was insane. And then he hit another one last night off somebody. So he's back. You just talk about great athletes. There's a guy that can rank with an awful lot of them through the years.
I was going to ask you this. You know, I talked about the Minnesota Twins, and, of course, they've got five-plus home run games this year already. And I said, you know, you're not going to remember this, but there was a time they called them the Monsters from the North. I always remember, you know, with Don Mincher and Bob Allison and Killebrew and Jimmy Hall.
Tony Oliva.
Remember?
Versailles.
That's what they used
Earl
to call
Batty.
The Monsters. They're back. They, you
yeah,
know, they're,
they, the numbers look the same. I mean, all those guys, you know, like you say, we rattle off their names right now like they played yesterday. But I can name you Max Kepler and a couple other guys. But, you know, they're kind of taking everybody by storm. But it's for real. I mean, you watch the highlights of these guys. They're just cranking them out. They're 30-15 right now, the Twins.
Yeah, and they're getting pitching, too.
Yeah.
And they're getting pitching. One last thought for you. I love having you on a Sunday morning. We cover so much ground. Someone wrote a book called They Played the Game. Bruce, his interviews, it's like The Glory of Their Times by Lawrence Ritter.
Right.
But he's got people like Ferris Fain in there and Joe Adcock and people like that. And he talked about Ferris Fain. Did you ever have a chance to meet Ferris Fain?
I never did. One of the little-known batting champions.
That's right. 2 years, and he was hitting 350, and he got it. He always drank at night and got into bar fights, and he ended up breaking his hand on a bar, and on the table or the counter, and he ended up hitting 315 or 320, and he won the batting title. But he told me he lost 30 points because he broke his hand, and he couldn't tell Connie Mack because they would have benched him.
Right, he won two straight batting titles, right, for the old Philadelphia A's in the early 50s.
Yeah, from the Bay Area, Lefty O'Doul, you know, taught him how to hit and all that kind of stuff. But those are the kind of interviews that are in here, and I highly recommend it.
You've got such a great stockpile of that, but I mean, you don't talk to just, you know, the outright superstars, but so many guys did play the game and were around for these things and know how to tell a good story. So that sounds like a must read. I got to order that right now.
Yeah, it is really. They played the game. It's wonderful, wonderful. Last very quick thought for you, another book that we talked about with Mike Kruko this morning is the 23-22 game when Schmidt hit the home run off Bruce Sutter, the craziest game ever. And Mike charted the pitches that game.
Yeah. Wow. Wonder if he still has it.
And he was upset because the guy who wrote the book said that Mike didn't want to pitch that day because the wind was blowing out. And he claimed he had a sore elbow. He says, absolutely not. It was BS. No. I chartered the game and I pitched the next day, whatever. So
yeah, Kruk would never beg out of a start over something like that.
Very smart man. You know that, Bruce? And if you have a chance to listen to my interview with him today of how he prepares. And it's not looking at numbers or charts. He prepares with his eyes to watch play. Very smart man. They really impressed me of why he's such a good analyst.
Yeah, absolutely. He's every time I get a chance to talk to him at length, I learn so much about the game. His recall is astounding, and it's genuine.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have him. I wish that his condition allowed him to do more traveling, but when we get him, we appreciate the heck out of him.
Yeah, very, very smart man. I really learned a lot from him. All right, have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week.
Great. Talk to you then, Marty. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Bruce. Thank you.